This week, the New American Economy issued a report on the economic impact of immigrants in every state, highlighting the role immigrants play as entrepreneurs. One place where immigrants are starting new companies in Wyoming is the Wyoming Technology Business Center, a business incubator for startups. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
The Wyoming Technology Business Center is home to 12 startup companies, working in everything from wind technology to water quality control. Glycoback is one of those companies, and its chief research scientist, Christoph Geisler, is giving me a tour of their lab.
And then it's probably one of the most important pieces of equipment, just a big freezer that goes down to temperatures that you can normally only achieve with dry ice to keep the cells stored in. You want to touch it?
Yeah. Ooh, that's cold. It's very cold.
Hence the gloves.
Geisler is from Holland, and his company, Glycoback, does biomedical research.
We're making ways so you can make better medicines that help people get better, that help people not get sick in ways that are just not available right now.
From bugs.
From bugs, yeah. The cells that we use are from bugs. That is correct.
I sat down with Geisler and John Benson, CEO of the Wyoming Technology Business Center, to talk more about what immigrants can bring to Wyoming's economy.
I'm John Benson. So you go out to the Silicon Valley, and it's diverse, diverse, diverse. I mean, there are just a lot of major companies that have been started by people that were not born in the United States. And we did an entrepreneurship competition this last spring here on campus. And we had 40 student teams that applied. And of the 40, 17 of them included an international student. And we had 11 semifinalists, and six of them are led by international students. So you have at the university less than 1 in 12 that are international students, but they represent more than half of the companies that we had apply for this competition.
Several years ago, Glycoback was the winner of one of these competitions. Geisler says he had to change his visa status to stay on and work with the company. Benson says visa issues are common.
The visa status is a big deal. If they want to stay, then they have to get a different visa status. And at times in trying to get a job, a lot of private sector employers stay away from that because then you have to go through the H-1B visa status.
Glycoback's entire team is made up of immigrants, Geisler from Holland and his two colleagues from Canada and India. Geisler says international students are essential to universities.
We do research that's funded by taxpayer money generally. So the U.S. takes those people, funds their research, funds their education, and then after they're done with their PhD or their master's, they should do everything they can to keep them here. It is against the best interest of the state of Wyoming and the country in general to have people like that here and to tell them, well, you don't have the right visa, so just go home. When you've got people who move from their own country, from their own continent to the U.S., you've got people who are naturally a little bit more entrepreneurial than the general population, if you will, right? You're leaving behind your friends, your family, your home, your culture, everything. So you're coming to the U.S. and everything is new. And if you're willing to do that, I think you're the kind of person who's much more likely to want to start their own company, to dive into the deep end rather than just look for a 9-to-5 job at some established multinational, whatever. Those are the people you've got here and that you want to keep here.
The conversation about immigration can feel overwhelming and large, and there's so many different aspects to it. There's a conversation about refugees right now. There's a conversation about illegal immigration. Do you think that entrepreneurialism and the impacts of new jobs and startups and businesses created by immigrants, is that covered enough? Is that talked about enough?
So this is my field, and I hear it talked about a lot. And you know what, Christoph, when Christoph said, gave his views about coming, what a person who comes here has to go through, I thought that was just a powerful statement. And I don't know whether we realize that enough, what it takes for somebody to come here from another country and change their culture, change the culture that they live in, and want to stay here and raise their children here.
I agree. If you listen to the news right now, especially with the ongoing election cycle, it's all about building walls to keep people out. Right now, we've got a lot of people who are highly talented, educated, motivated to come here legally. And there's not a wall, but it's a paperwork wall that is keeping them out. Those are the people that have a lot to contribute to the U.S. economy, to society in general. I think there should certainly be a focus on those people as well. Yeah, and not just about fear-mongering, but these are people who want to come here and contribute.
John Benson is the CEO of Wyoming Technology Business Center, and Christoph Geisler is the Chief Research Scientist of Glycoback, one of the companies being incubated. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The report from the New American Economy is part of a national campaign to get politicians talking about immigration reform this election season. The Wyoming Humanities Council will facilitate conversations in this state.